Well, if your family gets out to our theme parks, you may have a favorite place that you have to stop at before you leave. We don't leave the Magic Kingdom without getting a Dole Whip. It's our rule in our family. Our guest this morning is Marcy Smothers. She is a historian and author of a really fascinating book called Eat Like Walt. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, so glad you're here. What in the world got you motivated to write a book about Disney food?
Well, I wanted to write about Disneyland because it's my favorite place on Earth, and it is the happiest place on Earth. So I thought, okay, Disneyland food, I got to put them together. For my book proposal, I found a website called Scribd. And Scribd is a website where people upload things. I found an insert for the Independent Press Telegram from July 1955 in Orange County, and in it, Walt said, "Welcome to the Kingdom of Good Eating, where the food is as fabulous as fun. Just like Fantasyland and Adventureland, the food at Disneyland is an attraction in and of itself." And I still get goosebumps. Then I knew I had my proof of concept that Walt had intended the food experiences to be as immersive and entertaining as the attractions themselves. So that's where I started my proposal. I had some help from some Imagineers. And then I got into the archives, started talking to Walt's family, and it became a much bigger book, not just the culinary history of Disneyland, but a real look inside Walt's private life at home and at the studio. And so it's a time capsule of Walt's lifetime. It actually ends in 1967. He passed away December 15th, 1966. But the reason I end it in 1967 is the three restaurants that he championed in New Orleans Squares opened after he passed away. All the recipes in the back of the book are vintage and authentic to Walt's era.
Wow.
Many of them have never been published before. Some are from his home, some are from the studio, and a lot of them are from Disneyland. Once again, in his era. And a lot of recipes, or some recipes, are on eatlikewalt.com. Mm-hmm. You can eat like Walt today. Pineapple Polynesian ribs from the Tahitian Terrace.
Mm. Marcy, it's so fun to have you here in Central Florida. Thank you for taking so much of your heart, your time, your life, mm-hmm. and devoting it to Walt Disney and just his legacy. And especially here in Central Florida, we appreciate that. If you have a huge Walt Disney World fan in your life, this is an awesome gift. And we've got more about it under the news section if you want to just look at it or go to her blog.
Eatlikewalt.com.
Eatlikewalt.com.
There you go.
Zradio.com, another place to find out more about Marcy Smothers and her book, Eat Like Walt. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me.